Welcome back to today's Landly Radio Sports Page. I'm Tyler Crabb. The Central College women's basketball team defeated Loras College 68-59 on Saturday, which pulled the Dutch within a half game of the sixth and final seed in the American Rivers Conference Tournament, with just three games remaining in league play. And we catch up with head coach of the Dutch women's basketball team, Justin Wieland, to talk about the win. Coach Wieland, what a performance today. A big, big necessary win after the loss to Buena Vista on Wednesday.
There we go. Usually I can hear myself. just massive. Obviously, you know, the last game wasn't exactly the way we wanted to play. It didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. Biggest thing that we talked about with our girls was just, hey, it's done. It's over with. There's nothing we can do about it. We've just got to, you know, let that feeling sink in and understand that we never want to feel that way again. And so we got to get ready for Loras. We thought our game plan against them the first time was really solid. It was just sharpening some things on the defensive end, mainly on the defensive end. I'm talking about a couple little small adjustments on the offensive end. But, yeah, that was just a fun game. We played so well together. I mean, to have so many players and score in so many different ways. I've said it over and over again to our girls, and even on the radio here with you, is when we are balanced on the offensive end, that is when we are playing our best basketball, and that's exactly what we did tonight.
And just looking at this, I mean, you mentioned that balanced scoring attack. Gabby Moore with probably, I think, the best game that I've seen offensively for her this season. 19 points, 7 on 11 shooting there. Abby Johnson was huge in that first half, kind of getting things started off, ends with 9 points. Emily Naughton with 14, and then, you know, CeCe Moore with 8, Hannah, Samantha, and Bailey with 6 points apiece. I mean, just overall, that's a huge thing. But when you get those performances from girls who are stepping up, we mentioned Gabby Moore leading the way there. How big is that to just be able to not have to rely on one person to be that leading scorer every night?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we talk about. I mean, we know, like, our leader on the offensive end, our first look is always going to be Abby Johnson. She's out there to put the ball in the bucket. And that's what's tough for her. You know, a lot of times is she might get going early, and teams are just going to completely try and take her away. And that's why it's up to us to be so balanced, and everyone else continue to be aggressive to score the ball, because then what happens is they can't just, you know, not help off of her or be super physical or completely take her away, because we're just going to get wide open looks at the rim or wide open looks from three. And so that's why the balance is so important from us, to have that kind of performance by Gabby Moore. I'll say this, it's about dang time. We know how good she is, and it's a constant push on her, like, continue to be aggressive, take your shots, they're there, don't pass them up. And she had it rolling today, which is great. Em had a big game. Sam came in off the bench, hit some big threes. Bailey had some big buckets and some big defensive stops. And even Jazzy, I know Jazzy didn't score, but for her to have, you know, go in, play some great defense, have 4 assists. I think she had 4 assists or something like that. To only 2 turnovers, like, that's exactly what we need. And excited for these girls. The rest of the way for us, we're fighting. Everything is it's a one game season right now, so we're just trying to go 1-0 every single day, and we'll let everything else fall where it falls.
Absolutely. And again, we've got to go back and talk a little bit about that first matchup too, because the first time around there was another close matchup, a 10 point game when you played Loras the first time. But the difference in this one is Loras had to be a little bit more balanced too. Mm-hmm. Last time it was Emerson Wittenbaugh kind of carrying the team. She had 26 in that first matchup. Today I think she had 12 in the first, like, 15 minutes of the game. Finishes with only 14 points. Just kind of goes to show a more concerted effort and a better job defensively of taking her away from what she wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, she got, you know, I think one was a transition one where we just didn't talk. It's a wide open three. It's going to be flat. That's annoying, especially when we talk so much about talking and communicated in transition. Second one, a little bit tougher. It was an O board. O-board kick out, wide open three. So, I mean, she got a couple of good, like, good easy looks in the first half. But, yeah, she's an absolute shooter. And I think it was just the lock-in and locating her quicker by our players that was the difference. But, yeah, I mean, they're a good team. You know, they're very, very – they've got some very good experienced players. They really – lock in on the defensive end and can kind of get you going out of control. They're long, they're lengthy, super athletic. But, you know, that was our big thing was we got to do our best to stop their transition and not let just one person go and get hot, you know, to hurt us like that first game. So.
And, Coach, we're currently, as we're watching this right now, as we're talking, we're also kind of keeping tabs – because we are in the middle of a huge conference race. You get the University of Dubuque next Saturday. You get Wednesday off to kind of get a breather, prepare yourselves for that matchup as well, and close out the season strong amidst a tough conference battle between you, Loras, and Dubuque. Dubuque looking like they're also going to fall. This game, this win against Cope pulls you pulls you within a half game of them and gives you a tiebreaker potentially late in the season. So when you look at the way the rest of the season plays out, basically win out and you're in. What's it going to take to get the job done here over the final 2 weeks of the season to ensure that you guys are making a run in that American Rivers Conference tournament?
I mean, pretty much said it. Just don't let the cards not be in our favor. We can kind of control our own destiny. So at the end of the day, it's go win. You know, we got two games at home. We got to protect Kuiper, and then we got a tough one on the road at Luther to finish up the season. I mean, at the end of the day, we've kind of had this, like, yin and yang, or, like, the reference I've been using with the girls is Jekyll and Hyde. You know, sometimes we're here, sometimes we're not. I said, we just can't have that anymore. We got to have this. This is us. And as long as we do that, you know, it's our physicality, it's our lock-in, it's our energy. If we do use, you know, if we have those three things, you know, I'm going to like our odds. And so it's just... All we can do is get ourselves prepared, take this little bit of time off, let our bodies heal and rest up a little bit, and then we'll get ready for Dubuque. I'm not even going to worry about Nebraska Wesleyan yet. I'm not even going to worry about Luther. Like, our focus right now is to get over to this JV game, cheer them on, and then we'll get back and enjoy the rest of our weekend. And then back on Monday, we'll just get ourselves ready for Dubuque.
Coach Wheeler, appreciate the time. Best of luck running over for that game, and hopefully they can pull off a win as well against the Dubuque Hawks here on this Saturday. But
absolutely.
Appreciate the time.
Yeah, go Dutch.
Once again, that was our post-game conversation with Central College women's head basketball coach Justin Whelan following his squad 68-59 win over Loras College on Saturday, which pulled the Dutch within a half game of the sixth and final seed in the American Rivers Conference Tournament with just three games remaining in league play. Once again, I'm Tyler Crabb here on today's Manly Radio Sports page.